It's time to get a little less serious about wrestling. This is the Alternate Commentary Table with lifelong friends.
Notice your difference in size.
And lifelong wrestling fans.
Each is a very capable performer, and each is a little too clever to give the other boy much of an advantage.
Mitch Hontzius
credits himself with a lot of power.
And Dimitri Karolis
said that he got all that power from drinking raw olive oil all through his youth.
I don't do this show alone. It's not just me. I'm here with my partner on the ACT. We talk about a sport where they go toe-to-toe. But if you want that merch, you go to MaguireShow.com. MaguireShow.com. I search for the merch and you get it on because Mitch will hit you with a...
chest shot
on MaguireShow.com. Yes.
Eat that, yes. Rock. Eat that. Yes.
Listen, you are listening to the ACT, the Alternate Commentary Table, brought to you by the Maguire on Wrestling podcast. You can get our show, Maguire Show, Evan's show, all the shows, anywhere where you're streaming your podcast. I told you about the merch. We did it via song. Search for the merch, MaguireShow.com. Team M-O-W, where all the fun stuff happens. Listen, we love the pods.
Love it.
But you're going to love the Team M-O-W on the Facebook page. It is fantastic. Shout out to GWO for life. We love you all. Spreading all the news. Thank you for the recent merch sales. That's awesome. It's just a way to support the show. We're just keeping the lights on.
Absolutely.
Dungeon Wrestling, March 29th, Calgary area. Even if you're not, you want to come in for some good old school wholesome wrestling. Top to bottom card. It's fantastic. It's going to be great. It's at the Victoria Pavilion here in Calgary, March 29th, 6 p.m. The bell starts. If you are in the Calgary and Calgary area, if you use the promo code on eventbrite.ca, Greek 0329. How do you remember? You'd be like, how am I going to remember that? Well, I'm going to tell you. Just think of the Greeks.
Right.
And remember, it's on March 29th. Oh. Greek 0329. With a 25% discount.
How much?
Coming at 25, Mitch.
What?
They're giving it for free. That's how much they love us. And we're looking forward to it because we get to join Daddy at the commentary table. It's going to be fun. Okay, Mitch.
Yeah.
We started with a song. And why did we?
Well, listen, I was going to start with some other stuff, but I'm a little worried about The Rock, and I'm going to tell you why. He's addicted to the reels. He's been fired. Listen, ever since he's come back.
Yeah, man.
And he's joined the WWE as both the chairman of the board and all this other stuff and joining on with the Bloodline. And he's taken over he's literally in 1 month, call it a month and a half, has taken over the WWE and all of professional wrestling. One man, and that's The Rock. And last night, he did one of the things that we have always loved. When he did the Vicky Guerrero song years ago, you don't rewatch that anytime it shows up, or sometimes you go looking for
I'll
it.
I'll go out of my way to look
that's
for
right,
it.
That's right.
Not the expensive kind?
Sure.
I mean,
come on.
Come on.
I mean, he goes to Memphis. It makes all the sense in the world. It's where he started his career. And he says, you know, and this is where he was a little nostalgic. He couldn't be mean to them, which we all wanted him to be mean.
Right.
And he goes, I'll just sing you a song instead. And he did. And listen, was it his best performance?
Flex Cavana? What was the name?
something like that.
Bring that back.
Why not?
That's a good name.
Yeah. Listen, I said it last week as well. That entrance now, the production that the WWE has upped their game. Like AEW goes, it's our new season. Look at our new scoreboards and look at our colors and look at this. And WWE goes, one second, hold on.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the way you want to walk into a room, sir.
The WWE, we don't have to go far down this one, but if there's anything that they understand and they get, is production.
Right.
It's entertainment. They get it. And the details count. You're right. The Rock right now.
Yeah.
It's incredible that the guy can come back and then do a nostalgia act, but reinvent it.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Where he is today. Like, yes, it's the same theme song. Well, the newest version of it that he's had before.
Yeah.
We know The Rock comes out in Versace shirts. That's how we really grew to love him.
That's right.
He's doing everything the same, but it's different. But I'm falling in love with every single part of it. But I maintain you don't understand how good people are in the business until this kind of happens.
Right.
And you realize, oh, we've been watching the last, let's say, 5-6 years of this from the WWE. And then when The Rock comes back, you're like, okay, everyone, move to the side.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
I want to see
that. They get it. These are the guys that get it. That's what I say. The Hogans get it. The Cenas get it. The Flairs get it. They all get it. Right. They understand the business of, hey, they get it.
My favorite part, and I know everyone's going to think like, I mean, the Cody Rhodes angle, obviously he's got to like argue and fight with him right now. But the fact that he's just cutting him down every, this is exactly what I dreamt of at night. This is what I'm telling you.
The Cody crybabies?
The Cody crybabies / daydreamers. And now he's going after the mom. Now he's going after the dog. He's leaving no stone unturned. He's going to go after everyone. And you know what? You guys did it to yourselves. That's all I'm going to say.
That's right.
It was all set up. He had it all good to go. And you guys all wanted to wreck it. Now you deserve it. That's why I say it. You know what? I have a rule in my house, Dimitri. And the rule is, if you're going to ask a question, be prepared for the answer.
Right.
And that's what you guys wanted Cody? Have the Cody. But The Rock's coming after all of you now.
You know
coming
what,
after all.
You know what I love about the fans, too? They cheer him. And then they boo him too.
That's right.
They can't. He has him at the palm of their hand.
Oh,
in the palm of his hand. It's great.
I have to say though, the more as we proceed, 3 weeks away, next week will be 2 weeks, and mm-hmm. blah blah. I gotta be honest. I just feel, and we'll do a prediction show, of course. I'm telling you, man. I'm feeling more confident with my pick. I'm feeling more confident about what's gonna happen going forward.
That Roman retains.
I can change. I can audible at the last minute, but I'm enjoying it all right now.
Yeah, see, okay? I disagree.
I know you do. I know. And I see why. I'll be honest.
Do we do a side bet?
I think we should do a side bet.
It's got to be something.
It's got to be something on the go.
Okay.
I mean, it's your birthday weekend. You know,
it is.
It's going to be great.
And Daddy's.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Mine's a Saturday. Daddy's is the Sunday.
I mean, it's like the world is aligned.
They knew it. McGuire on wrestling is going to be that week. It's a bumping weekend.
It's a bumping weekend.
April 6th and 7th. Birthday shows.
Grown men watching wrestling all week long.
And I love it.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Let's get into a little bit of the Logan Paul. And now this is what I'm starting to like. They're starting to form the matches for WrestleMania. Oh.
Before we go, can I just say one thing that The Rock was missing?
Sure.
There's only one thing that The Rock was missing.
Him playing the guitar.
Well, that would have been nice too.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
When he went after Cody's mom.
Right.
He needed the Christian Cage.
That would have been nice.
He needed, if Christian Cage.
Right.
And The Rock, side by side, tag teaming. Okay, hold on a second. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah.
Christian Cage.
Right.
And The Rock.
Yes.
A 2-on-1 on... Okay, hold on.
Wait, stop. Hold on.
The point that I'm making...
is Vince... Wait a minute. Okay,
who's a better... who's a better mom joker? Like, if you want someone on your side right now, he's your tag team partner...
right.
...to go after someone's mom...
Right.
...do you want The Rock or is it Christian Cage?
Listen, I think right now I need... I'm picking Christian Cage because I've seen more material. It's more his style. Right?
Right. Okay.
But I feel like The Rock, you know, he keeps on this train. I may pick him. I think he's got stuff coming down the line. I get it. I see where you're going with it.
Fair enough.
So we'll stay on SmackDown since we're here. The Logan Paul goes, hey, Nick Aldis, do your job. I need a match. I need to fight somebody. He goes, no problem. No problem, bruv. I'm just joking. We'll get to that in a second. He goes, no problem. I'll get you a match. Kevin Owens and now Randy Orton will take on Logan Paul for the U.S. Championship at WrestleMania. I saw it coming, but I kind of was hoping it was Randy Orton, just Randy Orton. I don't know if I like the Kevin Owens being in there. I don't know what I think I see what's going to happen here.
Does this spell, does Logan retain because they go after each other? Is that what we're waiting for here,
I was going to say a little bit of the opposite is that, unfortunately, I think he's going to lose it. And this allows these two to go at it for a little while longer after the fact.
Okay.
Because, I mean, listen, Logan Paul has been a great champ and he's at all these events lately. Like, is he now like full time?
But he's been open that he wanted to make a commitment to it.
Okay.
That this is what he's doing now.
Right.
This is his thing.
This
he's
his
off
thing.
The boxing. Here's what I'm doing.
Well, if he's going to stick around, then I say, then I'm with you. Like, I'd like to see Logan keep it. I think he's been a great champion. It suits him. Like, it's not the Intercontinental. It's not the Heavyweight Championship. It's not the Universal Championship. It's obviously not the Tag Team. This is a good championship for a guy like Logan Paul.
arguments could be made. You give it, you only gave it to him because he's a celebrity, sure. And then you get that clout and you reach a whole demographic of fan. Totally get it.
Right.
But this guy is everything that you want in a heel champion, yeah. Is it not? And by the way, name me one babyface who's a champ in WWE for the last year and whatnot.
Nobody, you're right.
Nobody.
Nobody. I love it. That's why I think we all like it.
Think it. Nobody.
Yeah.
I was thinking that. I'm like, Logan Paul's got the US. Gunther's got the IC. Yeah. The Judgment Day. Yeah. Ripley. Reigns. Like, nobody's...
Yeah, you're right. All the way through. Yeah.
All the way through. All the way through. For a while.
Yeah.
Which is why.
Yes.
WrestleMania.
Oh, no. last match, the main event on SmackDown was Bayley taking on, the whole damage control team, basically. Every time.
I forgot that. Io Sky.
Io Sky. Another champ. What did I say before? We said this many podcasts ago.
Right.
The bad people, the heels, they all roll together. The good people don't have any friends. And it's becoming more the baby face, whatever. They have no friends. So are they really baby faces if they don't have friends?
Yeah, that's right. What kind of people are they that no one wants to stick up for them?
Now, I know Bayley's gone on the record and said, you know, I know. I crossed a lot of people. I get it. So then you got Naomi coming out and helping you. I get it. But you need more than that. And on top of it, you know, the Naomi thing, I respect that she came back to WWE.
Right.
Something, they didn't obviously have a spot for her. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, she's trying to wedge a square through a circle, I feel like. We're trying to find a spot for her. We don't know what to do.
You know what I realized? And we'll get into debuts, I'm sure.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I'm sure we'll segue into debuts.
Sure.
But you know what I find with Naomi?
Yeah.
You should have just never left.
Yeah.
Like your return, whether it's, you know, I don't want to go down. The show's not about how to book people. And this is not what we talk about.
Well,
you know, it isn't. It isn't. But no, we don't get into the nitty gritty of that. The point being is that the eye test, we're eye test people.
We're very much so.
The eye test says to me, okay, so you're back and actually you're worse off than when before you. I don't even know what you do. And I got to be honest
yeah,
with you.
Yeah.
If she's actually been wrestling this whole time, she looks terrible in the ring.
It's not.
Like, it looks like she's just debuting.
Yeah. I would love it.
Like, she lost the step.
Yeah. When she came back, I'm not lying to you. I don't know why they don't play the bloodline angle. It makes all the sense in the world. They don't have a woman side of it, right? Like, they don't have a woman representative.
Yeah, but you know what, though? She's, I don't know.
Well, you could go Nia Jax. That would make more sense, yeah, but I'm just saying.
It wouldn't work. Actually, Nia Jax, now that's bloodline material,
that,
right?
That's what I'm saying.
But I think the bloodline's done, Mitch.
No, don't say these things to me.
The Uso brothers, they're going to fight.
You mean the Usos? Yeah, let's start with that. Let's go right into it. So Jay finally has had enough. He's listened to the pod, obviously, and he's like, you know what? Mitch and Dimitri are right.
Yes.
I need to either join them or I got to get rid of them once and for all. And he calls out his brother, says, hey, WrestleMania, brother versus brother, Yeet versus no Yeet. They're going to go at it. I won't lie to you. Mark my words, this one could steal. This one could steal the matches.
You know what?
I just feel like that passion behind their brothers, they're identical.
Yes, yes, and yes. I remember being at WrestleMania 25 in Houston.
Okay.
Iconic. That was the Shawn Michaels Undertaker match. I still get goosebumps.
I was watching a thing on it this week.
I still get, I was
the
there.
Rivalries.
The rivalry. Yeah. I was there.
Yeah.
Okay. Dude, I'm telling you.
Were you there?
I was there.
Okay.
In person.
There, you were in the event.
Hold on a second.
I'm just saying.
I was there.
Oh, you're there. Okay.
There.
Okay.
But during that WrestleMania,
yeah,
I was there.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
During that WrestleMania, it was the Hardy Brothers went at it.
Yeah.
And that was, it didn't steal the show, obviously.
Okay.
But that was an incredible match.
Right.
And that's where I'm paralleling is, I agree. They're, you know, it's a shame because they're probably the best tag team.
Yeah.
One of all time.
Of course.
They're incredibly in sync.
We're going to talk about.
But you wanted to do it.
I swear, I thought you were going to.
I was
going to
do
it.
I was waiting. I'm like, bye, you know, bye, bye.
That's creepy because I'm telling you, again, it's just we're talking with our eyes, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking with our eyes. Now, here's the thing. I like it. I like the setup. I like it all. I'm happy for it. What I was a little disappointed with on Raw was, I mean, they did the gauntlet match. And by the way, the gauntlet match was what we thought it was going to be.
Yes.
One guy starts, one guy comes in, they go through it. A little unfair. I mean, really, at the end of the day, it's like literally Royal Rumble, but worse, because
yes.
The guy at the beginning really has got no chance. Like, let's call it what it is. And the guy at the end, I mean, most likely has the best chance. The Sami Zayn versus Chad Gable, I think we all saw that happening at the end. I'm disappointed with the ending. Like, don't get me wrong. Love the Sami Zayn. He deserves to be at WrestleMania. He should be part of WrestleMania in some capacity or another. But taking on Gunther just shows me there's nothing. There was really nothing in the cupboard, man. It was one of those days, honey, I'm really hungry. Yeah, go check. It's the last. It's an Ichiban from 1982. Yeah, right. I'm sure it's fine. That's what I feel like this. It could be a good match, but I don't feel that luster. I don't feel right. that anything with this match.
Because it's being force-fed.
A little bit.
Right? That's why it's unnatural. You just know that they're putting it together. It's not, you know, there was a trend. They've gotten better, but there was a trend, it felt, with WrestleManias in the last, like, 5-6 years, however long it's been, where they wouldn't start a promotion until a month or 3 weeks before. Yeah. And then you kind of get there. And I think that's the issue here is, like, okay, so why Sami Zayn now, right? But the crowd gets it because the crowd wants Gable.
This is why I'm saying, I think maybe we're not done with this. Maybe there's a three-way down the way. Maybe. But then it's like kind of weird because now all of a sudden you already got a three-way on the U.S. Championship. So do you do a three-way on the IC
as well? WWE needs to kind of stay away from the three-way.
You guys got
to
walk away from the three-way right
walk
now.
Away from it.
Unless
a guy, hey,
unless all right. I'll leave it alone. Just saying. One of my favorite you brought it up.
Us.
I know
he's
you
kill
brought
us.
It, but I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, but you,
I'm not saying
it's
anything.
With your eyes. You said it with your eyes again.
I'm not saying anything,
Mitch. You want to push that? You?
I'm not. Hey, I'm just saying. May I say something? You know one of my favorite monikers right now? And I saw the truth teller, Drew McIntyre.
Yes,
I have to admit, he is really getting. I'm enjoying him. And what I liked is when you know him and Seth are going at it. And Seth is much better on the mic lately than I've ever seen him. I don't know. Maybe it's just that, edge
yes.
that he has, like that the little nastiness. He's starting to bring it out, and I like it.
Can I tell you what it
sure.
is? He's enough with the trying to be the Joker.
Right.
Like, stop being Heath Ledger for a second.
right.
Just get to the goods.
Yeah.
And I think what it is because of the angle that he's got with Cody and The Rock, where it's a little realism. I like him better in the last month than I ever have ever.
I'm enjoying. Yes, agreed. And when he says to him, listen, man, on my list of things to do, you know, take the garbage out, play with my kid, worry about Cody. You come last on that
come
list.
On.
Buddy,
God.
That's a good one. That's a good
come
one.
Come on.
That's pretty good.
Come on.
That's what I'm saying. I'm enjoying that one. I am. I'm liking that one. I think that's going to be a great, like WrestleMania 40, in all honesty right now, is really gearing up to be a great WrestleMania.
You know, yes.
If these matches all hit like 75, 80% of their capacity, best WrestleMania of all time.
Totally.
Right? And you know some of them are going to hit 100. We also know some of them are not going to do as
no,
well.
No, totally.
You know
it's insanely jam-packed.
Yeah.
But the stories and the buildups are good. And they're doing it. I don't know who's in creative right now. I don't know who the names of these people are. But you want to talk about a slow burn of storyline?
Right.
These are the things that people remember. These are the things when you're like, when you look at the Macho Man and the Jake the Snake Roberts and you're like, oh, the rivalry or with Hogan and Macho Man with Miss Elizabeth and the rivalry and like all of these different things, right? Like
right.
This is what you wait to see and you remember, right?
Can I also say one thing? I know we like saying it once in a blue moon, but when we're right about something.
Oh, yeah.
And just a second ago, like we said, the IC is going to be Sane versus Gunther. Fine. Maybe a Chad Gable last minute. Who knows? We already said the U.S. Championship is going to be a three. And now the tag team. And where I'm saying we're right is we knew they don't have anything in store. They didn't know what to do. And I'm starting to wonder, is 2 days enough for WrestleMania? Because now you're going to get a 6-pack ladder match. I don't even know what that means again. And that's for the tag team championships. And I'm telling you right now, the reason they're doing this, they have no idea what to do with this. They have zero idea. Yeah. This is maybe worse off than the IC's championship. They don't know who – they put Sami Zayn, that fits for now. But this, they don't know what they're doing on this one.
You know,
and you fix it with ladders. That's how you fix it.
You fix it with ladders, and you just put on a good show.
That's right.
They got to take the belts off of them. Think about this,
man. Yeah, sure.
Think about this. Last year at WrestleMania, night one, you had a tag team match.
Yeah.
Steal the show.
Yes. Good point.
With champions that were carrying it well, and this storyline. And then they just put them here.
Right.
Half the time I forget. I look at Finn Balor. I'm like, oh, is that a bandana? Oh, it's one of his belts hanging. Right. Oh, right. They're champions. Forgot. Sorry about that. Like, and they have two of them each.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here?
When Drew McDonough didn't win the gauntlet match, you knew they were on their the trajectory was going down.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
When Big Head can't be part of the faction.
Yes.
Or Dominic, it's all falling apart.
And first of all.
Yeah.
The belts. One is color blue.
Right.
Strap?
Yeah.
One is red.
Correct.
The Judgment Day, their colors are what?
Purple.
What does red and blue make?
Purple.
So, I agree. You know, you're I right. mean, what you're are right. we doing here, guys?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Just merge them.
Merge them.
Yeah. They can't even put that math together.
They haven't figured that one out. You know, and speaking of putting things together, you said it a minute ago. We're not here to, like, tell you how to do your job.
No.
But we're here to tell you how to do your job.
Yeah.
So... On Wednesday, we jump over to AEW, right? And we're watching, and I mean, I'm watching the big business.
Bruv, they've been, bruv,
they've been pushing this bruv. For weeks.
You want to know how long it takes, Daddy? About 5 seconds. I swear.
Yeah.
You go into what you want. But when they were chanting bruv in the crowd, I'm like, Mitch is there.
Yeah. I told you guys.
Mitch, I will say, you're a bruv guy.
I'm a bruv guy. Love the bruv.
From day one.
Hey, I said it. It's happening.
He's an Uzo from day Anna-ish.
Let's stick with the big business. They've been projecting it all the last couple of weeks. We're going to be this is the biggest show on TV. You're never going to see anything like it. And I don't get it.
Dude.
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Mercedes Moné came out.
Yeah.
And color me shocked.
What?
Did I not see that coming?
What? And she's from... What are the odds? What are the odds?
I mean...
I'm just saying.
Oh. AEW, you know how to surprise a guy.
I will say one thing. Did they surprise us with that? No. What they surprised me on was the card in itself. So she comes out. The fans are excited. She thanks them. Thanks for supporting me. I'm going to be around. Blah, blah, blah. By the way, her Mercedes Moné and Naomi must have the same hairstylist.
They must.
I don't know when it became cool to tattoo your hair. I'm looking into it. I think it's kind of neat. I don't know if I like
what
it.
What do you think? Should we get it done?
I think blue and white.
Should we just get Greek flags in our hair?
100%.
Yeah.
Are you in my head? This is what I was thinking.
I'm just
saying.
Just saying.
So she comes out, she does her thing, blah, blah. The second match is Samoa Joe and Wardlow. Your world champion is your second match. Now, over the last month, 31 episodes that we've done on this, you guys, we have said, relax with the Moxley, relax with the Orange Cassidy. You got off it, and guess what? Things start. So bringing Moné out was fine.
Yeah.
We knew about it. That's okay. But what are you doing now? You got nervous. You got nervous, and you pulled the trigger early.
Yeah.
So you go put him second. So my second thing on it is, I'm not saying take the belt off Samoa, because I love him right now. I think it's great. Him and the swerve, I think it's moving that way, right? But what are they doing putting it second, bro?
Mitch. Bruv. Mitch. I cannot. You know, it's like AEW, honestly.
Yeah.
They go, and then they have to do a hard right turn into a brick wall.
Right.
And be like, oh, gee, oh, well, shucks. I mean, yeah, like, why? Guys, why?
I don't get it.
You know, it's crazy. So let me get this straight. You have the kingdom or whatever those guys are now.
The Undisputed.
The Undisputed. The United Kingdom over there. Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
It might as well be.
Yeah.
And by the
Uncle
way.
Uncle Andy's talking to
them. Uncle Andy.
Yeah, yeah.
So hold on.
Yeah.
You got the Adam Cole.
Right.
Here's a guy who was fighting his bestie, quote unquote,
correct,
for the belt.
Yeah.
Basically, what I'm saying is main event player, big game player.
Of course.
Okay. Then you got his buddy.
Yeah.
Who wins the international champion.
Right.
Okay. Then you got the other guys. Okay?
Yeah.
They're Ring of Honor tag champions.
They're good.
This whole buildup was Wardlow. And AEW's repackaging this guy. He's going to be a big player again.
Right.
Resurgence. It's Wardlow. He cuts these promos. I'm ready to get after it. Only to go out in the second match to get choked out.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? You just destroyed it. Why would I believe right now that this guy is anything?
I don't get it myself, bro. I don't know what
they killed
doing.
Him.
It did kill him. It makes no sense unless he leaves. That's the only other angle I thought of. I'm like, maybe he just rolls out. He's like, you guys are hurting me rather than helping me. And he rolls out some way. But also, it's like, this was a main event caliber match, or at least buildup of a match.
Yes.
And you put it second? I don't get it. Because here's the thing. The other match, you had Jay White taking on Darby Allin. That could have went second easily. And that was more than fine. And speaking of that, those two kids, the gun kids, you know how badly they're going to get grounded this week? I'm telling you, their internet's going to be taken away.
Mm-hmm.
Probably locked in their rooms.
No screen time.
No screen time at all. You go and hit your dad. Like, I'm glad they broke this all up, the Acclaim and the guns and all this stuff that's going on, the Bullet Club. Good. Thank God you guys broke it, because it was silly and it was dumb. But I just keep thinking about the kids now.
That's right.
I'm worried about the kids.
No respect in this generation, man.
There's zero.
No respect.
Could you imagine doing that to your dad?
The Bushwhackers would never have done that to their dad.
Never.
No.
Never. And on top of it, you guys want to go and break Darby Allin's leg? The guy's going to Mount Everest. You know, give the guy, like, look, he had to roll with Sting for the last little while. He had to hang out with Ric Flair. You think hanging out with Ric Flair is easy?
No.
No, it's not easy.
It's not easy.
A, he's a little slower, fine. But that guy can drink probably, and it doesn't look like Darby could probably match up with him drinking-wise.
No way.
There's no
way. He can partay.
He actually jumped off the top rope into a paint glass to get away from Ric Flair.
That's right.
Do you guys understand?
He's trying to leave.
He's trying to climb a mountain.
That's right.
And you guys won't even let him have that. I'm just saying.
Could you imagine Darby Allin in that six-pack match?
Yes, I could. In fact, I could. I could very much see it. I don't know. Okay, let's go over to the Okada. The Okada and the EVPs. Oh, by the way, I think Mike brought it up on the MOW. Real quick. You got the EVPs and you got the CEO in Mercedes Moné. Do we like all these?
It can't work.
It doesn't work,
It
right?
can't work.
Like, that's, you know, can I say something? That's like the biggest mistake. Like, who didn't catch that?
Who's
the CFO now? Like, I need a CFO.
There needs to be a chief financial officer.
Who's the chief marketing officer? Who's HR? Like, who's that?
The CEO should be Tony Storm.
First off, it should be.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I think it's a little silly that they're going with all these business moniker, the business.
Yeah, but that was done a little bit before, but you're right.
Right.
You're right.
Just saying.
Okada.
Okada.
The EVPs.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, please.
Let me tell you how when you do something right.
Sure.
You know what, AEW?
Yeah.
You may think that all we do is just we make fun of you. And No. But I'm gonna tell you, in my opinion, when you do something right, because that's what I am. I'm a wrestling fan. Yeah. I get to have an opinion.
That's right.
I'm
the other side of the railing. That's right.
The perspective that you need. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Turns around and goes, excuse me. No. You say what I tell you to say.
Right.
That's the kind of guy I need.
I like
that. That's who I need on my side.
And it worked. You know what? It's his, because of his lack of English, right? And his style, it works so well.
Perfect.
It does, doesn't it?
Because he's not overdoing it.
Right.
He knows his lane.
Yeah.
Says, hey,
yeah.
I got a few one-liners, and that's all you get, and it's all you need.
Can I say one thing, though? As I watch that six-man tag, Pac is back. They got to work with this guy. They got to find something with him. He is such a good wrestler.
He's amazing.
He's such a good wrestler. He's got that style. He's got that edginess.
Yeah.
They got to find something for him. Do not let him die on the vine. Please. Please.
Yeah, I agree.
And then I've said it once on the show
before.
What
was his name in W? What was he? Neville? Was he Neville?
Neville, I think.
Yeah.
And then what's that guy? The other guy? Penta. Penta Zero? I think that guy is maybe the most underrated wrestler. I am not joking. The moves that guy puts together,
Dimitri, that's a good point.
He is so fun to watch. I love watching that guy wrestle, man.
Listen, you know how we are with the mass people.
Right.
We love them.
We love it.
Okay?
Yeah.
We have nothing against them.
Nothing.
Listen.
Well, you know how I feel about
minus the full mask and the beard.
Right.
Outside of that.
Right.
I mean, we love him. Okay.
He's great.
Okay. We have he's the best.
Stubble's okay.
Stubble's not that's
yeah.
where
yeah.
protruding.
That's
beard.
Right. Protruding that's right. Beard, yeah.
Listen, he's the best.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he's the best luchador out there.
100%.
Like, this guy's out of control, in my opinion.
I'm telling you right now.
You guys can say whatever you want about the Viking guy over there.
Yeah.
Whatever that Malaka's name is over there. I don't care.
Yeah, right.
First of all, I can't get behind. Okay.
Actually, did I tell you that next week on the show live is the Viking guy? I don't know if I told you.
What?
Yeah, he's here.
He's here.
He's going to be here. You might want to retract that comment.
No.
And you know what? Didn't I say you had a problem with...
That's what I'm saying. He thinks I have a problem. I don't have a problem.
You know, it sounds like you might have a problem.
Excuse me.
I'm just saying. There's a Mike might be right about
there's
this.
A luchador there that masquerades as a dinosaur. I love it. And he's got full beard.
True.
I love it.
Okay.
So no, I think sometimes it's...
just saying.
I don't like how I get treated
right.
and pigeonholed to not liking... You're the one that's
you
come
might
up
want
with...
to stop right now.
Listen,
I'm just
you're
saying.
The one
I'm here to back you
you're
up.
You're the one that's right. come up with the organizations.
Right.
Not me.
But I didn't just like, anyways, you know, I'll just leave it alone.
I'm just
walk away.
I just complimented the guy.
You know who I want to compliment and who I didn't know was this good on the mic?
Mm.
Will Ospreay. Bruv.
Okay.
That guy is great in the ring. We all knew that. And maybe because we don't get to see him a lot. Obviously, he's been in New Japan for all this time. He is winning the crowd. Where you said in WWE, there's no baby faces. Welcome to the babyface generation of AEW. Will Ospreay is the babyface that's going to be the champion sooner than later, my friend.
He's going to be a champion.
100%.
He is white hot, this guy.
Yeah, he really is.
White hot all across the board.
Yeah.
All across the board. Like, he's Kenny Omega. Yeah. Roll the clock back 20 years and just inject awesomeness into it, too. Now, that's a match. If Kenny Omega comes back, that...
Oh, well, yeah, I mean,
of course.
But I want the Kenny Omega to come back when he's 100%. Not
yes.
90, not 85. I need you at 100 because Will Ospreay is at 110 right now. So I need you at 100.
Okay, Mitch, is he the number one guy in pro wrestling right now?
100%. You'll see that later. 100%. I mean, I thought it was going to be hard to take over Roman Reigns, even The Rock right now, and dare I say even the MJF during the thing. But Will Ospreay has walked in, and yeah, he is, without really doing anything. I mean, that match last week was excellent, don't get me wrong, but he's somehow gotten to the top of this mountain. He took the back lane, where everyone's going up the same, like, if we're going to use Mount Everest as a good example
yeah.
here with the Darby, everyone's taking the same trail. Ospreay took the back trail. He took the back trail up, and he's there. And it's, and he's just, and the thing about Ospreay as well, you know, he's going to have the best match of the night.
Yeah.
You just know he is. And that's why everyone's excited about him.
AEW, they have so much talent on the roster. We always said the only thing they're missing is that production story value.
Yeah.
Seems like they're changing the mold a little bit. And I love it. And I want them to get there because as you're talking, I'm thinking, man, could you imagine an All In?
Yeah.
A scenario where you have an MJF versus an Ospreay. I'm buying.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Adam Cole comes back versus an Ospreay. I'm buying. Kenny Omega. Like, you keep going with the list. Like, they have some serious talent.
Yes. Well, you know what? Absolutely they do. Where we said before the WWE is stacked.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just stacked because we fall for the marketing,
yeah.
right? Where AEW, you're right, is right there when it comes to caliber.
The thing with other promotions, see, WWE, they're good at creating characters.
Right.
And personas. That's how it all started, right? You had a persona, you had a character, you had someone that was, you know, Brutus the Barber Beefcake, right? Like, where AEW and TNA, for example, a lot of these promotions, in order to compete, because these guys would come to them, all of a sudden they were the real people themselves. So by a sheer raw talent perspective, that's why I say AEW, these people are themselves.
Yes.
And everyone's buying into their talent.
Yep.
If you just add a little theatric, I'm telling you, they have it right there.
You're right.
But look at, and point, look at Toni Storm.
Yeah.
Theatric. And we're like, that's the best thing. That's one of the best gimmicks in wrestling.
That's right. It's a really good point. It's a really good point. Last thing, right before I talk about the main event at AEW real quick, because I got to talk about it. Chris Jericho, Le Champion, right? The list. And now, the tutor.
I mean.
But all he's doing, like, he has become the tutor. They basically said, listen, Chris, you can't, it seems like you're not making friends with anyone. No one wants to work with you. The guys that are working with you are getting sick and leaving. How about you work with Hook, right? And teach him how to wrestle. The Hook thing, I think if Hook takes advantage of this, good. I just don't see it happening.
Right.
Right? And Chris Jericho. I don't know. What do you do with Chris Jericho?
He's so good.
He is great. But, I mean, Dimitri, at the same time, he's not the same Chris Jericho. Right?
I get it. But he also knows how to stay relevant. Listen.
I don't know what to do.
The Jericho Appreciation Society. Like, when you're at the point in your career where you can be like, listen, we're making a group that's dedicated to me.
Right.
I mean, come on, you guys.
I agree, but that also died on the vine a little bit too, right? Like premature, if you will.
He needs to bring back the bubbly. So
I think that's exactly it.
He needs to bring back the bubbly.
And he just needs to be nice to everyone.
Yeah.
He's lost a lot of friends. Him and Bailey should be friends.
That'd be a good friendship.
They need each other.
That
right
would
now.
Be a good
they
friendship.
Need each other. So it started with Mercedes Moné.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, second match of the world championship. You got the Darby Allin, Jay White. You're getting the 6-man tag. You're like, okay. And then you see Shiho and Willow Nightingale going at it as the main event. Neither is a champion. And you're like, what the F is going on here? I literally thought somebody forgot their place in line.
Buddy, AEW, I swear to you, I know what happened.
What?
Okay?
Yeah.
I know what happened.
What happened?
They literally had the script for the show.
Yeah.
And whoever was in charge had it
upside down.
And they're like, okay, so Moné, you're making your debut. What? Yeah, go for it. Like,
you're going first.
It's the only thing that makes sense. They went backwards.
Buddy, I mean, there's mess ups, okay? And there's things that, like, you're like, ah, we'll try. This to me was so, like, I'll be honest, I'm sure most of the fans actually didn't even think about it either, that she would come back out again.
Yeah.
Or maybe they did, but even if they, like, at this point, you started with chicken wings, and then you ended your meal with chicken wings.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
Made no sense.
Zero sense.
Like, okay, you main evented. But, what, like, honestly, I'm not kidding you. I turned it off at that point.
Yeah, I know.
I did. I was done. I'm like, well, all right,
well,
sure.
Well, silly. It's silly. Absolutely silly.
Yeah, but it was upside down, Mitch.
It was upside down.
It was upside down, right.
That's exactly what happened.
They, you know, wrong order.
You know what's not in the wrong order? The alternate.
Great use of pause.
Thanks. Let's go with this one. It goes back to the question we just talked about. Do you think the WWE made a mistake in not taking or going heavier in on Will Ospreay now?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. Knowing what I know now.
Yeah.
Knowing what I know now, whatever you offered, you should have doubled it.
100%. I knew he was great. I knew he was good. WWE, this guy would have literally maybe killed AEW had you got it.
Ospreay and MJF are the future of wrestling if you play it right and you have them in your company.
100%.
That's all I got to say to that.
Here's one I saw. Now, I don't want to be a hater, but I got a question about this guy because I never really followed him when I was younger. Is Ricky the Dragon Steamboat overrated or underrated when it comes to WWE previous superstars?
Oh, tag me in. I hate to say this.
Do it.
I think you're going the same way as me. I think he was a little overrated.
I couldn't agree more.
Now, everyone's gonna be like, what did you guys just say? Yeah, you heard us.
Yeah, you heard it.
And if you got a problem, then come to the pavilion and challenge us.
Where do you put Jake the Snake Roberts in your list of three top villains of all time? Jake Roberts. I didn't have a list. I just... I just had Jake Roberts because I was watching the rivalry.
Right. Okay. Tag me in. He is definitely in the top three.
Right.
Because, yeah, when you watch the Rivals or his documentary, this guy, like, where Stone Cold, Steve Austin was Stone Cold.
Right.
He was the original Stone Cold killer.
Right?
Like, he was, like,
so I was watching the rivalry with, the Macho Man, right? And the Cobra comes out and bites him. Guys, I know, I remember watching it when I was a kid. And you know, like, trigger points and stuff?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I totally remember this and all this stuff, right? And bit him. The snake thing, who's bet? Like, I'm literally racking my brains. That's why I fell into a little pit there when you asked me who. He literally might have been the best villain because of the snake scenario, right? The boa constrictor, the cobra.
Yes.
How can you beat, how does anyone beat him, really, when you think about it?
Listen, when I was a kid, Mitch, I thought that Macho Man might have died.
Dude, of course.
I thought he died. I thought it was like, he's going to die. He got bit by a snake. Like, why wouldn't he?
Yeah.
I was sucked in.
Remember the snake in the wedding present? And it came out?
Oh, my goodness.
This is what I'm saying.
I mean, come on.
I'm telling you this right now. If somebody takes over that persona today, grab a snake, have it with you.
Yeah.
You're the new Jake the Snake. You're the best villain of all time. No one can beat that.
Again, production, characters.
That's what I'm saying. This one comes from our good friend, G.W. Joe. It was on the pages this week, and I got to know your thoughts on it. He sent this he put in this post, Bruno Sammartino, champ for 2,803 days, defended it 681 times. Bob Backlund, champ for 2,135, defended 920 times. That's pretty good. Hulk Hogan was champ for 1,474 and defended 468. Roman Reigns, 1,288 days, 54 defenses. Of these four, who is the greatest champion, reigning champion of all time?
I'm going to tell you right now. No one for me could ever really top Hulk Hogan.
Right.
Okay, just because of the impact to the business.
Right.
However.
Yeah.
Ratios. Percentages.
Right.
Quality over quantity.
Oh.
You cannot tell me
right.
that Roman Reigns is not number one for being champ for almost 4 years.
Right.
Less dates defended.
Right.
And still makes that big of an impact. Ladies and gentlemen,
what?
In that little four top, he is the head of the table.
100%. I couldn't agree with you more. It's all about working smarter, not harder.
That's right.
And I agree. I know it's different, the production and all that stuff. And, you know, just wrestling in a whole is different today. But I agree with you. I agree 100%.
Mitch, I take it this. If the roles were reversed of era.
Sure.
If Bruno Sammartino
was here today. Right.
He doesn't have the belt as long as Roman Reigns.
No.
Okay.
Of course not.
Roman Reigns is special. And I argue that if Roman Reigns, with the Heyman, went back in time, he's got the belt for 4,000 days.
I see.
He would have gone on to never lose because of the nature of the business. So that's how I see it. To me, Roman Reigns probably is the greatest champion of all time.
You heard it.
I said
first.
It.
On the ACT.
That is correct. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in for another great episode. We appreciate the love. We appreciate the support. Remember, you can follow on the channels wherever you're streaming your podcast. McGuire on Wrestling, it's the podcast feed. Check out the McGuire Show tomorrow. Check out the Squared Circle coming in a few days after that with our buddy Andy Evans from across the pond. The search for the merch, McGuireShow.com, Team MOW on the Facebook page. Just put in the request.
Put it in.
We'll vet you. Just don't be nice.
Just send me your SIN number.
Here's the thing.
Social insurance.
We're all having fun. Yeah. If you're going to come in and you just want to be that person, guess what? You're out.
We'll do your credit check. I'll do a quick credit check. Just make sure legit.
That's right.
We don't need any bots coming in.
We don't need a bot. We don't need a bot at all. Okay. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to another episode. We will see you next week. You know what I love?
What's that?
I always want to steal it.
Chair shot!
But
what?
Well, that. But McGuire, when he signs up, when he's like, stays it, drives it, I'll be seeing ya. I do it along with the guy.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's great.
Don't you dare take it.
That's the thing. It's so good that I want to take it.
Should we just take, you know what? Let's talk about that. Money. Who's got like the best? Like that most, that one that just sticks in your head all the time.
Okay. Right? Okay. From that era?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah. Like, to me, that's a good one. But then I love the Dusty Rhodes, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where he's like, I'm married. And you're like,
that's a good one.
You're like, yeah. Cowbell? Cowbell, Mitch.
It's a good, hey,
it's listen, a cowbell.
It's true.
There's a lot. You know, the theme song, we talked about it.
I know. But it's not so much the theme song. It's like the, yeah, okay, it's a theme song, but it's also that catchy one. The one that, can you smell what The Rock is cooking? I'll be honest. It's not something I would just walk around in, but I've done the money. I'm like, money.
Right.
Like, I just done it where it felt like the right
buddy,
scenario.
Go back, listen, we talked about it. Go to Jake the Snake. Listen to his music.
Yes.
Like that theme song, you're just like, holy shit.
He was in the wrong era. I'm telling you.
No, he was in the right era.
He was, but it just wrong production. I'm telling you, man, the Snake today, imagine somebody coming out with the Cobra today and attacking a person, attacking one of the wrestlers.
If a Cobra bites Cody Rhodes.
Yes. I dream about that stuff.
Okay. Now you got me.
I also dream. Nikita!
He's just a common